Welcome to you all to our video worship for this Sunday, the 6th of March, the first Sunday in the season of Lent. We gather together, friends from around the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour, Morvern, Acharachal, Ardnamurchan, and Fort William Kilmally and Kilmaneveig. Welcome wherever you are, perhaps beyond our parishes. Today, the on-site services in Ardgour and Kiel, unfortunately, will not be happening. High levels of COVID in the area that have now reached the manse household. We come together although we are apart and yet united in our commitment to Jesus Christ and his church. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have the Sunday gathering on Zoom. Fun, something for all ages, and you will be very welcome. Details are at www.akhsm.org.uk/the Sunday gathering. And details of all that's happening around the parishes here on the peninsula at akhsm.org.uk and at Fort William and Kilmaneveig on their websites and Facebook pages. Lots happening as we journey towards Easter. Can I mention the series of Tuesday afternoon conversations which began last Tuesday, and the recording is available to view. And this Tuesday I will be joined by guest Olive Drain, who has written much around the area of spirituality. And we continue those conversations around faith, wisdom and spirituality in the 21st century. And now we draw near to our God as we worship this Sunday. Thank you.
Our opening prayers are taken from a service for the beginning of Lent, in which the congregation join in the words shown on the screen in bold type. Let us pray. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. It has been the custom of Christians in every place and time to set aside a period for fasting, almsgiving and prayer in preparation for our celebration of our Lord's Passion, Death and Resurrection. As we enter upon this season of Lent, let us call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. God the Father,
have mercy on us.
God the Son,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Trinity of Love,
have mercy on us.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us.
Lord, have mercy.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives, our anger at our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
Lord, have mercy.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
Lord, have mercy.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, for our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Favourably hear us, for your mercy is great.
Accomplish in us the work of your salvation,
that we may show your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been.
Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
The Collect for Lent. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledge our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Luke chapter 4, reading verses 1 to 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so let it be. Amen. I saw on social media recently a comparison between a boss and a leader. A boss drives employees while a leader coaches them. A boss depends on authority while a leader depends on goodwill. A boss inspires fear while a leader generates enthusiasm. A boss says I, a leader says we. A boss places blame for the breakdown while the leader fixes the breakdowns. A boss knows how it is done. A leader shows how it is done. A boss uses people. A leader develops people. A boss takes credit. A leader gives credit. A boss commands, a leader asks. A boss says, go, a leader says, let's go. The comparison I have seen in other places makes the distinction between the kind of leadership that Putin offers and the kind of leadership that Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, displays. In other places, the comparison draws between worldly leaders and the leadership of Jesus the Christ. The Christ who, early in his ministry, was led to the place of temptation and offered the worldly ways of power. Fresh from the waters of baptism, with the voice of God ringing in his ears, knowing himself beloved of God, Jesus retreated to the wilderness, taking his fill of communion with God, knowing that all too soon everything would be changed forever. Realising that as soon as he stepped back onto the treadmill of life, even before that, the opportunity for solitude, for rest, for soaking up the pleasure of God would be lost forever. And sure enough, even before he emerged from the wilderness, he was offered the temptations of comfort, wealth, and power that sought to sabotage his mission before it even began. On those days when our status as beloved of God rests on a sugary peg, for us, not for God, when we are vulnerable, ready to give in, when it seems that it would be easier to use our power to assert our authority in ways that trample on others' dreams and that would take us further from communion with God, may we be stopped in our tracks by the God who offers retreat in the midst of life. And may we know that God resourcing and enabling us to choose hunger over comfort and compassion over power and love over everything that seeks to diminish the heart of God that beats deep within each one of us is connecting us with the source of all life. May we commit ourselves again to resist the temptations of the world, to commit ourselves to Christ's ways of peace. And may we pray God's peaceful will be done on earth. May we follow Christ and lead others to the way of peace. Amen.
Almighty God, Father of all mercies, though we are unworthy, we humbly and sincerely thank you for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your unspeakable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. Give us that due sense of all your mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, Lord, hear us as we cry out to you from this world you created, for this world you came to save it. We see this world, that it is not as you meant it to be, not as you made it, and not as you promised it would become. We can scarcely imagine the pain it makes you feel. Yet we too long for the day when every wrong will be righted. We know we are powerless to do good of ourselves, and we pray for guidance and strength for us and for all people, to do your will. We throw up our hands in horror at what we see happening. But there is no evil in the world that is not in the hearts of each of us too. We pray that you will cleanse us. Hear us as we pray for those caught up in the Ukrainian conflict, for innocent victims who cannot fight, for those who find they have to fight but have no wish to do so, and for those fueling the violence, that all may ultimately find peace in your protection. We pray too for other war-torn areas, the Middle East, Sudan, Yemen, Myanmar, and wherever lives are not respected. We give thanks for your Holy Church in all its forms and traditions, in all its diversity, and for the unity that has been shown in these days. We pray that your word may be preached unhindered, and your body healed of political and national differences. We pray for displaced people, for refugees, and for those left homeless for any reason. May our Lord, who knew their plight, bring them to a safe home. Comfort and protect all those in any kind of trouble, need, or sickness. May they know your healing touch. We commend to your keeping all those who have died through violence, accident, illness, old age, and those who in despair have taken their own life. Bring us one day with them and with all the saints into your eternal kingdom. Amen.
With our prayers, we bring our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, all that we can do. Today, along with our offerings for local churches, there's the opportunity to gift towards the various Ukrainian appeals. Details on screen now. All our offerings, all our prayers, all our hopes, we draw together as we pray and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. Now the song, May God Draw Near, a setting of Psalm 20, originally from the Evangelical Church of the Czech Brethren and translated into English by John Bell. A song which was hugely significant at the time of the invasion of Czechoslovakia by the USSR in 1968. A song which strongly resonates with the current situation.
May God draw near when the hour of trouble strikes. May Jacob's God be your strength and shield. Out of the sanctuary, out of his home, may God provide in your time of need. May God remember the sacrifice you made, and take delight in the gifts you bring. May God respond to your heart's deep desire, and grant fulfillment to all your plans.
Oh, now I know that the Lord is God indeed, and grants success to his chosen one. From highest heaven God answers my call and brings me victory with his right hand.
Some trust in weapons and some in skills of war, but all we have is our faith in God. They that are mighty shall stumble and fall, but we will rise and shall overcome.
Our worship has ended. And now go in peace. Go to make peace. And know that the blessing of God from Father, Son and Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love and those you should love. Today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
Have mercy on us. Though